Is Daf Chav Dalet. We're about to begin the new parak, the fourth parak of Masechta Sota, around halfway through the Masechta. And the bottom of Chav Gimel Bay is the mission begins, Arusa v'shemeres Yavam, a woman who's engaged, or a woman who lost her husband and is waiting for the brother-in-law now to perform Yibum or Chalitza. Lo Sho says, V'lo not Los Ksuba. She doesn't drink, she's not allowed to drink. The pasuk going to exclude her from drinking, and Rashi says, "Arusa shekinula aris." If the aris, the engaged man, gives her a kinoy, or the shemeres yavam shekinula yavam, there's a kinoy. The halacha is that she does not drink if she's then found to be steer with that individual, and also she doesn't take her ksuba. Rashi says, "Lo no los ksuba, she garma leser atzma alav she nistra achar kinoy." She caused herself to be aser to this aris or to this shemeres yavam. It's going to explain that the pasuk never excludes her from kino and stira. Kino and stira she's included in, and that will asa her, it just won't allow her to go ahead and drink the waters. The Mishnah says further, how do we know this to be true? Asher tishta isha tachas isha. That the pasuk is that which the woman drinks underneath the tishta, not drink, rather that tishta is that she becomes a sota underneath the man. Isha prat la rusa shemeres yavam, to exclude a rusa and a shemeres yavam who are not married, who don't have a husband yet. Maybe a quasi-husband, a chasan, and someone engaged to shemeres yavam, but there's no ishir, there's no man, so therefore they're not included in the halachas of drinking the sota. Amana l'kohen gadol v'gusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedo. These individuals who are, there's an iser to marry them. And Mamzeris and Nisina Lisrael also Yisroel to marry these individuals. Ubas Yisrael, the Mamzer and Nisin. All these are categories of Lo Shosos, Lo Nolis Ksuba. Whenever there's a marriage, Be'isr, there would be no halacha. You wouldn't drink, but you also would not collect the Ksuba. Rashi explains in Chavdala Manalav here, Lo Shosos, they wouldn't drink. The Lo Nemra Parsha El Baru Lakaima. The pasuk is only mentioned, the whole sota discussion is only in the context of someone who is permitted to stay married to. Hachatani b'sifrei. He quotes a medrash that says, Kisishta isha berui liishos, only someone who has roi to stay and to have an ishus, have a marriage with. Hakasa medaber. And at the same time, says Rashi, the next one is, Vlo no lus ksuva, so they don't take the ksuva. V'afagab d'shar aman l'koin gada lo kantu rabanan. Ksuva, even though in general, that an amana married to Kohen Gadol, the Rabbanon were not, they did not penalize with regards to Ksuva, as we learned in Gemara Ksuva's Perek Amana Nizonis. Zu Ein La, this case, the Sota does not get a Ksuva, the Stirasa Garmala Le'asar Alav Vafila Hirula, that she caused herself to be Asar, she made this mistake. Hilkach La Bas Ksuvahi Delo Adifa Mikshera. So, even though in general, when it comes to Ksuva, when an amana marries a Kohen Gadol, we don't penalize them. For whatever reason that is, I don't remember the reason. But in this situation here, we do penalize them because just like a woman who would be kshera, allowed to stay married to her husband, and she would have done, had the went through the process of sota, she wouldn't get the ksuba. So certainly this individual were to also to stay married to, certainly shouldn't get the ksuba either. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Elu lo shosos lo nolus ksuba." The following are individuals who don't drink and who do not take the ksuba. Ha'omeres tameani. So we saw similar things to this earlier. Once one who says, "I'm tame," I was with another man, or shebo la edim she tame, or edim come to testify that she was with another man. Va'omeres eini shoser, one who refuses to drink, or omar baila ein amashker, the husband says, "I'm not going to let you drink," or shebala ba'alecha b'derech, or the husband is ban her along the way to the base of Mikdash. No less ksuba of lo shosos. So that's the first category of those who don't drink. Well, there's a pause there. I'm sorry. I should pause there, right? Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The first thing is
after ani shosos, the period is.
Right.
Read that again. Okay, I'll read it one more time. Elu lo shosos lo no less ksuba. So the following are ones who don't drink, nor do they take the ksuba. Ha'omeres tameani shibala edim shahim tamea v'ha'omeres ani shosos, the period. Those three examples. Our cases are where she won't get the ksuba, nor does she drink. Now, a new category is, Amar Baila Einim Mashke, the husband says, "I'm not going to let you drink," or Shabala Bala Abaderech, or the husband's with her when they're going up to the Beis HaMikdash, those are cases of no los ksuva of los shosis. So that's a situation where the husband, if that's mitat the husband refuses, so then he has to pay his ksuva. Only when it comes from her perspective, she's opting out, or the Adim's perspective, they're opting her out because she was tameh, then she loses the ksuva. But because the husband's doing, that's not fair to her, she's willing to drink. Why should she lose out money if the husband's not letting her drink? So those cases, she collects the ksuva.
But she remains also to him.
Right. Until the sota, exactly. Until the sota checks it.
No, if he says, any mashka, that's it. It's over. Right?
Oh, and then he's mochel at her? Any mashka, is that, we discussed
they
this.
They cannot remain together anymore, right? I think we said.
Right, and again, unless he changes his mind to let her drink the sota.
Right.
Mesu ba'alehem, ad shelo shasu. Let's say the husbands of the sotas die before she ever drinks. So Beishami Omrim no los ksuva velo shosis. She was willing and ready. When the husband dies, she's no longer allowed to drink anymore. The drinking doesn't help. So now he dies, and she was ready and willing to drink now. So should she be penalized because the husband died? Should she lose out her ksuba? So Beishami says she doesn't. This wasn't her fault. She gets her ksuba still. But according to Beisil Omrim, o shosis o lo no los ksuvasan. Either she drinks, or she doesn't take her ksuba. If she wants to take her ksuba, first take the, you know, walk the plank and see if you make it, and then you can get a ksuba. If you're not willing to walk the plank, then you're not going to get your ksuba.
So what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? The machlokas is obviously whether or not you collect the ksuba if you have to drink.
Right, well, Beishamah says...
What are you trying to accomplish?
Right, Beishamah says you take the ksuba and you do not drink. And the reason why you can't drink, according to Beishamah, is, he says, v'lo shosos deba'inan vehevi ha'ishas ishtov. The husband has to bring her. And since the husband's dead, you don't drink.
Okay.
So she has ksuba.
There's a custom. So really, in theory, she should drink.
In theory, she should drink, but there's a technicality that she can't. But since she can't, so she's allowed to get the ksuba. But according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says also, Beis Hillel agrees she can't drink.
Right.
Look at Rashi. Rashi explains Beis Hillel.
Right.
What he says, Beis Hillel Omrim, O Shosas, O Lo Nolus Ksuba, Kolomer Mitoch, Shelo Shosas, since she's not allowed to drink anymore because the Pasuk says, Behevi Ha'ish, Hasishto, and the husband's not around anymore, since she can't drink, therefore Lo Nolus Ksuba, she can't take the Ksuba anymore. They depend on each other. Beis Shammai says, no. Drinking and taking the Ksuba are independent things. If she can't drink anymore for technical reasons, she's still allowed to collect the Ksuba. And the Gemara is going to explain the basis of this Machlokas.
That's what it is, probably. Right?
Possibly, I don't remember.
Oh, you
think so? It's
more than that, though.
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll wait for the Gemara.
It's definitely Mammonus.
But the question is, how linked is the Mammonus to the Tzad Isser? Okay, let's go Vayikra. The Gemara says now, the Mishnah rather says here.
It doesn't matter. She can't do anything that she's willing to drink. She can't do more than that. She can't drink.
She can't drink.
So, Gzeres HaKadosh, she can't drink. She's willing to.
So yeah, the question is that...
But she was nista when the husband told her nothing. She already did something wrong. It's not that she's completely innocent.
All right. Well, wait to see what the Gemara tells us. Mishnah now tells us that muberes chavero umeinekes chavero. So what does that mean, a muberes chavero, says Rashi? Shemes v'nicha muberes umenika. So the husband dies, and he leaves behind the wife who is pregnant or nursing, Osha Girsha, or divorced, Vihimubaris divorced while she was pregnant, or Meniko while she was nursing, Vasur Chachamim Linasa Achi Avlad Ben Shesharim Shekach Zmani Nikasa. Now this single woman is not allowed to get remarried until 2 years passed, for the son has to be 2 years old. Vahalach Zeh, she goes nonetheless, Vinasa, and gets married within the 2 years, Vikinala. And that new husband, who she married Be'isser, again, it was a Gezerah, but it was still Isser, he gives her a warning, Lo Shosa Sharei Inarui Lo Likaima. She's not allowed to say married to him, so the kino is ineffective. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Muberes Chaveru V'minika Chaveru, a person marries his friend's pregnant wife, or ex-wife, Lo Shosa V'lo No Lo Ksuba, Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because it's Be'isser. However, the Chacham Omrim, Yachal Hu Lafrisha, Hu Lachzir Lachazman, no, not Asa forever, as opposed to a Kohen Hedud in a Grusha where it's Asa to marry forever. There's never a Hedur of this. If you wait 2 years, there'll be a Hedur to get married. Let them get divorced now, and then they get remarried, so that's considered a good marriage. So it should be Chal. The Kina should be Chal, according to the Chachamim. Then the Mishnah says, Ailonis, a woman who can't mature, that's biologically how she was created, and she can't have children, and v'zekena, someone's too old, v'sheina ruri leilet, or anyone else who's not able to have children for whatever reason, lo no los ksuba v'lo shosos. They also don't get the ksuba and they don't drink. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ilonis dechrinta delo yalda, shemimei ima nivres kach, she was born this way, v'ein la simane isha, she doesn't mature in any way, lo dadim v'lo saros v'kula ava. She doesn't mature in every aspect.
Why isn't it, it's a stupid question, but mm-hmm. why wouldn't these things be lumped in with Arusa, Shemaris Yavam, and Ilanus and Zekena? You know, the same category.
As which cases?
The first one in the Mishnah.
Well, the first one in the Mishnah was where there's an Isser involved. And there's no Isser involved here, though. You're right, the Halach is the same in the end of the day, but it's different groupings. So Rashi explains, the next Rashi says, V'she'ena ruya leilad, what's an individual, what's a woman who can't give birth? She'shasa kosikar, and she drank some type of potion, some type of liquid that made her barren. V'asurus l'kaima, and you can't stay married to her. L'misha'en lo banim, sharei niztava yisrael apira. If a husband can't stay married to a woman who can't have children, unless he has children already, because he has a mitzvah puruvu. So these individuals, the halacha is you don't get the ksuba.
Why would kedushin be chal to begin with then? How did they get married in the first place?
Let's say she drank it after they got married.
No, but the islandess. Well, this is okay. Is that what we're talking about?
Either of these cases you're saying in the first place.
Yeah, if he's mechuyev in pruvu,
he might have married her before she was islandess. We said
it says she was born that way.
No, but we only. We learn that she becomes islandess at your age 20?
That's when we realize, but sometimes we could recognize it earlier if they have certain features,
right?
Very deep voice and things like that.
It could be a case where she married her after she was a gdola and we didn't realize till later that she was an islandess.
Right. But I was incorrect, by the way. This category are also individuals you can't stay married to. You're right. You're not allowed
to
marry
this
them.
This is because they have to divorce if they
right.
have no kids.
But not because there's an issue in terms of a relationship.
It's not a love.
It's an issue in that you're not being mekayim. Right. It's bit right. say really, a puruvu. So what you're saying.
They're not over a love.
So you're right. It wasn't usher to marry in the first place, but still different than the first category. Those were real lavim. These are not lavim here. It's an isser. It's more of a bitul asay. So therefore, since you're not allowed to stay married to these individuals, there's no ksuba and there's no drinking either. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Yachal Hun Lisa Isha Acharis Lefaris L'Rabos Himana. No, what do you mean? You can marry a second wife, and the second wife could be for having children. So the first one you're allowed to stay married to. So it's not necessarily Asa L'Kaima.
Here it says that this only is for somebody who doesn't have kids, if they already were Mekayim Peri
B'Rayah. Right, that's what Rashi said, yeah. Rashi is someone who doesn't have kids, it's Asa to stay married to them, yeah.
But if they had kids, it's only. The Gemara doesn't explain that. The
right.
Mishnah doesn't say it.
So he says again, Rabbi Elazar Omer Yachal Hulisa Isha Acheres Lefaris L'Rabos Himano. You're allowed to get married to somebody else, and you have someone else to have children with. So this first wife, who's an islandess or a zakena, you could stay married to, and there's no iser, and then she would be shosos and notless ksuba. And the Mishnah concludes this grouping here and says, Bishar Kol Nashim, all other women who don't fit into the categories you mentioned above, all the other women, the lach is O Shozos, O Lo Notless Ksubasa. Either she has to be willing to drink the water, or she's not going to collect the Ksuba. She has to make that decision. She's willing to drink, and she makes it, and they get divorced, and she collects the Ksuba. The Mishnah now says further, Aishas Kohen Shoso Mataris Labaila, a woman who's married to a Kohen who drinks. And she's proven to be innocent, so she's allowed to stay married to her husband. Aisha Saris, a woman who's married to a man who's not able to have children. So Rashi says, it's talking about a situation, Aisha Saris, Kigon Shinistaris La'achar Shinasa, where he became a Saris after they got married. Tikadma Shchivas Baal Labaal. Okay. So they're allowed to stay married. Then Shosa, Aide Kol Arayos, Mekanin. With that, I think it's a separate point there. So you could drink also. If she's married to a Saris, she's always allowed to drink. Even though they can't have children, the halacha is that you could drink. Fine. Then the next part is, Ayidei kol arayos mekanin chutz min akotan umisheinu ish. You're able to mekane from any man, where there's an iser arayos, which is of course any other man, except for from a katan and something that's not an animal, and then another person, rather, an animal. You can't be makana from that dog, and you can't be makana from that katan. It has to be from a grown man. Okay. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the elu shebeis in makanin lahen. There's certain individuals where Beis Din steps in and they do the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Mishin is charish, baila, a case where the husband became deaf. O nishtata, or he lost his das. O shechavish bebeis asurin, or he's in jail. Lo lashkosamer, when we said Beis Din's allowed to give a kinoy, it's not in order to ultimately lead to drinking. El laposla miksubasa, it's simply to disqualify from her again the ksuba. So Beis Din sees a certain woman doing things she shouldn't be doing, and the husband's not available, or is not capable, so then they are able to step in and give the kinoy. If she goes ahead and is found to be in steer with this individual, she loses out of her ksuba. Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Lashkosa, they could even do a kinoy to have her drink, L'chshiyotza Baila Mibes Hasurin Yishikena, for when the husband were to come out. So the husband's in jail now. So the Beis Din gives her a warning. She has stira, so now she has to drink. But you can't drink until the husband comes forward. So you wait until the husband leaves jail, and the husband brings her to Beis Din in order to make her drink. So the very interesting machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama, whether Beis Din is able to represent the husband. Now, I would have initially thought it's about representing the husband. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, the last few lines in the Mishnah, he says, Lo lashkosa amru, not, Beis Din can't make her drink with the kinoy. Heim lo yashku, debeinon vahevi isha seisho. They can't make her drink, because you need the husband to bring her to drink. Ubaila nami lo yashkena, bikinoy zeh. And the husband also can't make her drink, based on the kinoy of Beis Din. Lechshirta, debeinon vikina vahevi. He has to do the kinoy and the hava. He has to do both. The kinoy can't be by anybody else. Rabbi Yossi lo bai vikina vahevi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't require that. He only requires vehevi ha'ish. Only the man has to bring it. But in terms of the kinoy, anyone's allowed to do the kinoy. So the question now becomes, according to Rabbi Yossi, does anyone, or only Beis Din, does only Beis Din have the right to step in and represent the husband? Or you don't have to have the representation of the husband. Anybody maybe could step in.
Doesn't it say bikini? Is
it? Kinoy ha'ish, but it doesn't say bikini ha'ish es ishto. Kinoy, anybody, anyone, stam person, bikinoy es ishto. So again, the two questions I have is, can anybody do it according to Yossi? And let's say according to the Tanakham, who says only the husband can.
Can he do it either
Shlichas? Exactly. That's my question. Can he do it either Shlichas? Lechor, yes.
Yeah, right.
Lechor, yes. But I'm curious to know if anybody talks about this. There's a discussion, apparently, whether or not this Kinoy Adai Beis Din is a Din D'Oraisa or not. Rashi later on, we're going to see in just a few moments from now, thinks it's a Din D'Oraisa, but according to the Mabit wrote the Kiryas Sefer, it's a Sefer in the Rambam, he writes it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. And the pasuk we'll see later on is only an Esmach the Bahama.
But I don't understand. You're talking about if once Beis Din is Mekane, if it becomes Mid'Oraisa, or if Beis Din has a Chiyuv Mid'Oraisa to be Mekane?
Whether it's effective deraisa, whether it's chal deraisa, that's what it sounds like. So let's look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says, "Mishta hudilo shasya hakanoi mikanila." So we're talking about which individual, all the individuals above that the arusa shemeres yavam, where they're able to do a kinoy like Rashi told us, but the shtia they can't force her to drink. How do we know this to be true? The Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us that Be'er B'nei Yisrael V'Amarta, the Pasuk says this is in Parshas Noso, which again is the Parsha of Sota. Speak to B'nei Yisrael and you should say, what's the Lashon V'Amarta, the extra word V'Amarta, and you should say, the Rabbos comes to include Arus of Shemeres Yavam Lekino, that they also, the extra word V'Amarta, that tells us that even these individuals are able to do a Kinoi as well, even though they're not fully married yet. Then the Gemara says, Umasnisin money, who authored our Mishnah? It must be Rabbi Yonis and he. The Tanya, Tachas Isheikh, says the Gemara, the Pasuk rather, Tachas Isheikh, underneath your wife, Prat La Rusa, to exclude an Arusa, that she's not your wife, you can't give a kinoy to your wife, to your Arusa rather. Yachal Shani Motzi Af Shomer's Yava, maybe Shomer's Yava should also be excluded, they're not your wife, you can't do a kinoy to a Shomer's Yava. Tamalomar, Ish, Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Ishish comes to tell me what? Dafka Anish, Dafka husband, to exclude.
No, these two. The second dish comes to the rabbis Shomeres Yavam.
Why is one coming to exclude, one coming to include? I think the Gemara is going to ask that question. Let's see. I'm not sure why that is. We'll see if the Gemara addresses it.
What is your question?
We're using the Tachas Isheich excludes Arusa, because Arusa is right. not your husband, but Isha, I guess the double Lashon Ishish comes to include Shemeres Yavam. So why are we including Shemeres Yavam excluding Arusa?
Why not?
Right. Okay. One word is excluding, one word is including, but why this way versus the other way?
Right.
Then it comes along with Yonasan Omer Tachas Isheich Prat Lashemeres Yavam to exclude Shemeres Yavam. Otsi Shemeres Yavam. I'm going to exclude a Shemeres Yavam that he cannot do kinoi velo otsi es arusa. Tamalomer asher tishta isha tachas isha prat la arusa. That both a Shemeres Yavam and arusa are excluded from the halachas of kinoi. So, but initially, Rabbi Yonasan thinks to exclude first Shemeres Yavam, while Rabbi Yoshe thinks to exclude a arusa first. So Gemara says mar alimile arusa. So one thinks Arusa is a greater marriage, therefore it should be second to be excluded. It's actually because the Kedusha Didei, Besokun Ayado, because at least this man was the one who engaged her. It wasn't someone else's relationship, it was his. And in fact, if she's a Nara Murasa, and she's engaged, and she's with another man, she gets Skila. So it's a very severe relationship that's built. So it's hard to exclude that. That would be the first thing to exclude would be Shemeres Yavam, because Arusa is a stronger relationship. And the other one thinks, Mar Alima Le, Shemeres Yavam. No, Shemeres Yavam is a strong relationship. You're not missing Mitzir L'Chuppa. All you need is a Kinin Bi, as Rashi explains here. And that's the final straw, and therefore that's a strong relationship. As opposed to an Arusa requires still a Chuppa. It's much further along the way, from the result. So that's Machlokas, Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, which one to exclude first? Whether to exclude Shemeres Yavam first, or to exclude Arusa first? So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yonasan, hi Ishish, my Avidle. So what does he do with the word Ishish? According to Rabbi Yoshia, he said Ishish comes to include Shemeres Yavam. What does he do with the word Ishish? He says, Mibai Leit, needed to tell me the Rabbos, Ashes Cheresh, Ashes Shota, Ashes Shimum. To include a wife of a deaf person, a wife of a Shota, and a wife of a Shimum. What's a Shimum? If you look on the next page here, Rashi tells us, Lokoi betimum lev. A guy with depression, it sounds like.
They say insane.
Insane. Okay, so what's Shota then?
I don't
know. The way it says here in the side, in the Masifta, it says, Sigirs halev atzvos. His heart is closed and he's sad. And Shenoach lo lisbodus mibidial. He wants to be all by himself and isolated.
It says a greater level of insanity than Shota.
Uh-huh.
So, why do you, it's a kav chomer, no?
They shouldn't be able to have a...
It's the same thing, but extension of it.
It's just a further line. Look in the Rashi in the previous page. This is an important line here. The last Rashi in Amud Aleph, he says, "Eishes cheresh shote shebezdin mekanin la ubraisi b'shili pirkim." Not that the husband can, because the husband's either a cheresh or he's a shote or he's a shimum. He's not able to do it. These are instances where the bezdin steps in and bezdin does the kinoy on behalf of the husband. Even when the husband's so far off, he's such a shote, he's a shimum, even then the bezin steps in and can perform the kino in his behalf.
So, I'm sorry I'm going back, but there is an achlokas on the halacha between Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yonasan.
Correct. That Rabbi Yoshe thinks a Shemeres Yavam may do kinoi.
Right.
Yosef says
she
not.
Can drink.
Right. Kinoi and shtia.
And Rav Yonasan holds in both cases she cannot do it.
The bell excluded, right. So when you have the word ishish, which seems to be an inclusive word, the double option ishish, that they're more than just a regular man could do it, even more than a regular husband, others can do it also. Well, what's it coming to include? He already excluded Shemeres Yavam and Arusa. So what's he coming to include? So he's coming to include the individuals who are married to a cheresh, if the husband's a cheresh or a shota or a shimum, that even then there could be a kinui. But Rashi should point out the obvious question: how could a Cheresh Shoten and Ishimun do a Shkinoi if they have no Das? So says Rashi, it's Bezdin. The Gzer Shav is that Ishims include that even a Bezdin is able to do a Kinoi. And that's how some include that since it's a Gzer Shakas of Ishish, it's a Deraisa. We said before, when Bezdin does a Kinoi, is it Midiraisa they have the ability to do the Kinoi? Or it's only Midirbanon? Pashas of the Gemara here is that Ishish tells it's a real Gzer Shakas that Bezdin can step in and do a Kinoi. Now going on to Amud Beis now, the Gemara says, the top line, Rabbi Yoshia, Hai Tachas Isha Mai Avilei. What do they do with the word Tachas Isha underneath her wife? So they do Mibaila is needed Lahakish Ish Leisha Veisha Leish to make this connection between man and woman and woman and man. So meaning what? Says Rashi. Gemara is going to explain at the end of the parak exactly what the halacha is, so we have to just wait until we get there, Rashi says. But there's some halacha we learn from that connection of a man to a woman. So then the Gemara says, after all this is said and done...
Interesting that they don't ask where does Rabbi Yoshe learn Ishas Cheresh, Ishas Shotev, Ishas...
That Bezdin's able to do it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. Okay. That is interesting. Ah, Tosfos asks this question. Very good. See, Tosfos... Dear Maskel on Amr Beis, Rabbi Yonasan, halfway down, Rabbi Yonasan. Hi, Ish, my Avilei, Tema, hi, Reboy, the Rabbi Yoshe, Minole. How does he know that Bezin's able to do a Kinoi of Ashes Cheresh and so on? Ve'akesha de Ish Leisha, Rabbi Yonasan, Minole. Now that we have Rabbi Yoshe learned to Ish Leisha is connected, has Rabbi Yonasan know whatever halacha we learn from there? Maybe he doesn't think. Maybe he thinks that Bezin cannot do a Kinoi. And Rabbi Yonasan Leslay de Suma Eino Oshose, and Rabbi Yonasan rejects Halacha that Rabbi Yoshe learns. So that's there would be a big nafkamina then. Yeah, the Gemara now says on the top, Ela Taima Dechsiva Hanikra, only because he had all these different Xer Shakasavs, Ish Ish, and whatnot, to tell me, Halav Hachi, had we not had this, Havamina Rusa Shasya, we would have thought that Narusa would drink. Only because the Pasuk says, Tachas Ish Sheikh, until she's your full fledged wife. Are you able to, you're not able to do you can't do it. But had we not had the pasuk, we would assume that Arusa can be subject to the lachas of Kinoi and Stira. But if that's true, V'ha ki asa Rebbe Acha Barchanina midiroma asa, remember, Racha came from Rome, the icy masis of Yodah, and he had a brisa that he had a mesorah for.
I think it's from the south.
From the Darom, not Droma. Not of Roma, Darom. From, he came from the south, okay. He brought a brisa with him. Mi baladei ishech, says the pasuk. Mi shekadma shchivas baal lebal. The only time that the subject to the lachas of kinu and stira and sota is if there is a shchiva with her husband before there is a shchiva with a baal, with another man. Velo shekidma shchivas baal lebal. But if it's a situation where a baal, another man, was with her before her own husband, then there would not be any halachas here. So an Arusa, who is not with her husband yet, so he's not subject to the halachas of Sota, you don't need this pasuk, exactly. So how could there have been a Havamina to think that Arusa would be Bichlal Sota? So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Mishkachas Lo Kigon Shebole, Oris Bebeis Aviyah. No, it's possible that even though it was Be'isr, maybe they were with each other in the house of her father, even though there was Aser, but they had the Shechivas Baal before the Baal. So to Kavase, just like that, we have to say, Gavish Shomeres Yavam then. With regards to Shomeres Yavam, they were never with each other, the Yavam was never with the Yavama yet. So how could there be a Havmina to think that there should be a Shtia with regards, and Sota with regards to Shomeres Yavam? There would never be a yet. Kigon Shibbala, Yavam Ebeis Chama. What do you mean? If that's the case. But HaShomeres Yavam, Karitala, Ishma Yasi. If they had Bia, if the Yavam and Yavama had Bia, so then they're already the Mamisha, a husband and wife.
Right.
Dehama Rav, Kanil Chol. Rav holds when there's Bia with a Shemeres Yavam and a Yavam, there's full-fledged marriage there. So it must be Dikishmuel. The Amar Lo Kana El Dvarm Hamur Miparsha. No, even when there's Bia with the Shemeres Yavam and the Yavam and the Yavama, it's only with respect to certain things that are mentioned in the Parsha, but not with regard to everything. They're not full-fledged husband and wife yet. So the only things that are mentioned in the Parsha are that she gets, that he gets the Nachla of his brother, and now she's Pater from a get. Those are the only two halachas that are affected by a bia according to Shmuel. So again, the klal is, the Braisa says, which seems to be undisputed, that in order for someone to be checked by the sota, it has to be that she had been with her husband before, and that must have been bia with the husband. In situations where there is no husband bia with the husband, then if the shechivas boel came before the shechivas baal, that wouldn't be subject to the halachas of sota. So how could you have a case of a Shomer Yavam and a Rusa who seemingly never were with their engaged husband yet? How could there be subject to the Lachas of Sota? So the Gemara says, no. When it comes to the Arus and the Rusa, they had Bia with each other. They shouldn't have, but there was Bia, so therefore it's subject to the Lachas of Sota. In regards to Shomer Yavam, they all said Bia. Doesn't Bia create, it doesn't complete the marriage with the Yavam and the Yavama? No, it doesn't. Because according to Shmuel, that all Bia does with the Yavam and the Yavama, it solidifies to a little bit, whereby the new husband is inheriting his deceased brother's property, and the woman now does not have a get. She needs a get to end this relationship. But they're not full-fledged husband and wife yet, and that's coming to include that they don't get the that you let.
You could say Mekadesh with Bia.
Mekadesh with Bia. Mekadesh with Bia. Well, that's Kedushin, not Nisuin. You still need the Chuppah.
Arusa, you could say
I was thinking that also. By the way, yeah.
Not with Bia.
For the Arusa, you could say kedusha with Bia. Maybe the Gemara didn't want to say that because we don't allow it to take place anymore. Because even the Rambam says.
So you're saying that there is no such a case that she's an Arusa with Bia because it's already kedusha.
No, he's saying they could have had the Arusin with Bia. One of the three ways to do Arusin is with Bia.
You mean the Erusin?
Was done with
Bia. But the Rabbanan made it takana.
But that was it.
Right. That's the question, right.
The Mishnah was written, it was good, obviously.
Right, so the Minchas Chinuch asks your question. So what he explained is, the Shechivas Baal that's needed has to be after there's a Shechivas, where there is a bia after they're already engaged. But not that the bia was used to be engaged. You need a second bia after they're engaged. That's what he's mechadesh here.
That's a little.
Okay, but there apparently discussed, others discussed this question. Okay, let's see, what time is it?
You got another.
Okay, let's see here.
What did you say, that I'm in different times at the second?
Yeah,
opinion?
Monday, Thursday is at 7:30.
Oh, so you got to go.
And, I said Kabbalah already. So let's get to the top of Chafei. Okay, the Gemara says now, Yehoch, if that's the case, we're talking about Shmuel.
You should come here with tefillin this week.
It's true. Maybe I should start doing that Monday, Thursdays. Yehoch, Le Merav, Damar Krabi Yoshia, and Shmuel, Damar Krabi Yonasan. Maybe these two discussions are connected. The Rav who holds the Bia for Yavam is a complete, full-fledged marriage, and Shmuel thinks it's not. How does this connect to Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan? Because according to Rav, he holds like Rabbi Yoshi says that
Yavam
can drink.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Yonasan, does not drink because it's not a full-fledged marriage like
right.
Shmuel. So I'm the Harav. Rav explains, Ana Damri Afila Rabbi Yonasan. I am even working within the opinion of Yonasan. The fact that the pasuk Rav says, the fact that Rabbi Yonasan needs a pasuk to exclude Shemeres Yavam tells me that Shemeres Yavam is really a full fledged wife. It's like Rav. Really, they're married after Bia. You need a special gezeirat hakasuv to exclude that. But have you assumed that Shemeres Yavam and Bia not been a full fledged wife? There's no need to exclude it. So everything works well with
right.
each other.
You could have the limud of Rav, right?
And Shmuel says the other way around. Shmuel Amar. On Adam Yafilu Rabbi Yoshia, I hold even like Rabbi Yoshia. Yeah, which we have to get to a few lines down though. We have a good stopping point. I hold Afilu Rabbi Yoshia. The fact that Rabbi Yoshia needed the pasuk Ishish to include a Shemeres Yavam tells me that Shemeres Yavam is not considered a full fledged wife, even if there's B already, and that's why you need a special gezeirat hakasuv.
Right, so they can all hold each other as long as they learn the name of the opposite religion.
Exactly. So. Exactly.
Shkoyach. All right.